Good evening, I am Alexandra Fernandez reporting for CFRC 101.9 FM. Basically, the city of Kingston issued trespass notices, as I mentioned earlier, to those living at the homeless encampment on Wednesday, March 22nd, so that was last week, and they gave residents of the camp a deadline of Monday, March 27th, so yesterday, to evacuate. In a council meeting held on December 10th of 2022, City Council voted to put a hold on evicting people from the campground so that residents had a place to occupy during the winter months. However, the city has moved forward with the March 27th deadline. Some people do remain present at the encampment despite the deadline, but the city says that they will not be physically removing people from the encampment. The city will be working alongside Kingston Police to clean up the area this week, and the city is also emphasizing that the police are present to be peace officers, for example, to mitigate a situation between a dispute of what belongs to someone, for example. Mutual Aid Cataraqui Kingston, also known as MAC, is a local project initiated by the AKA Autonomous Social Center that is located at 75 Queen Street, and MAC is calling on residents in the Kingston area to come together to stop the evictions happening at the Integrated Care Hub and Bell Park area. In a news release put out by MAC on March 17th, they list and explain three concerns in reference to the claims that the city is making regarding consulting with the encampment residents, the low barrier options in the region, as well as the availability of shelter beds, which is why we spoke with Mayor Patterson to gain some more insight into this issue. Their release also writes that the Waterloo ruling made it clear that encampment residents cannot be evicted when there is a lack of adequate indoor shelter options, and that service restrictions such as rules around substance use have the, quote, net effect of reducing the number of beds that would otherwise be available in the region. MAC is encouraging members of the community to write to Kingston City Council and to join their rapid response phone tree. If evictions proceed, they will call on community members to stand in solidarity with the encampment residents and against eviction. Thank you so much. I am Alexandra Fernandez from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.